Hi everyone, this is Lori McNair with Holy Hill Ministries and A Broken Hearts GPS, and I'd like to welcome you to today's podcast. We're coming to you today with good news from the Word of God, and we're praying that it will be a source of encouragement and inspiration as we together carry out the spiritual discipline of being kind and compassionate to one another, based on the Word of God in Ephesians 4, verse 32. We recently did a blog post on this subject of being kind and compassionate, and I was sharing transparently about my experience recently with customer service. Now, I'm going to be very frank and say I was not happy with the way that I was being treated, and not just me, but others that were waiting to be serviced as well. And so I felt annoyed. I felt a little agitated, right, as I am waiting for my name to be called. And when my name was finally called, the person that waited on me was pretty indifferent, gave me a very benign type of salutation. I just didn't feel like I was important, that I was, a valued consumer, right? I felt like I was kind of being herded along like cattle. You're being prodded from one grazing site to the next. And so that did not sit well with me. And so when it was finally my turn, the person who waited on me, like I said, she was just kind of, lukewarm, right? And I was, relatively aggravated. And so I'm going through these, internal thoughts in my head. Like, I'm sure if we're all honest, most of us do. We have these internal dialogues, and, we might give an internal side eye or be rolling our eyes inwardly, right? We have these feelings that are going on under the current, right? This undertow that you really don't see on the outside, but underneath, things are really churning. And so as I am, struggling with these internal emotions, I hear the still small voice of the Lord speaking to my heart. And very quietly, he said, "Do you know her?" And so immediately, your defenses go up. Well, no, I don't know her, but, blah, blah, blah. And you go through all these rationalizations to justify, why I'm feeling the way that I am feeling. But I had to really stop in my tracks, because even though it was a quiet question, it jarred me. It kind of startled me out of myself. And see this individual as a human being, as God's child, with issues and challenges and thoughts and feelings, just like all the rest of us. And so even though I felt as though the customer service experience was lacking, did that still give me the right to be equally cold and indifferent towards her as a person? And so I felt myself just kind of coming down a few notches, becoming a little bit more subtle, a little more calm, a little more peaceful. And I felt this spark of compassion towards this individual. And I thought within myself, I wonder how her day is going. Is she being treated well? Does she feel seen? Does she feel heard? Does she feel known? Yes, she's doing her job, but she's a person. And so I just began to quietly within my heart pray for her and pray for her with sincerity. You know, God, I pray that you bless her. Whatever her need is, I pray you would supply it. I pray that she would feel your joy, that she would feel your peace, that she would be, that she would receive your goodness and your mercy, that her day would be blessed and full of joy and vigor. And the more I began to pray for her, the more my heart softened toward her. And I found myself, as we were ending our exchange, genuinely thanking her and wishing her a good day. Was it reciprocated? No, it wasn't. But at that point, did it matter? For me, it didn't matter anymore. So I walked out of that experience with a new perspective on how we are to treat one another in spite of all that might be going on around us. The Word of God challenges us to be kind and compassionate to one another, to be forgiven, just as Christ forgave us. And I wonder, with a global pandemic, with unprecedented gun violence, with all the racial disparities and tension, with political upheaval and a very divided nation, what if we all did our part to be vessels of kindness, vessels of empathy, vessels of compassion? What if we practice the daily principle of treating one another with dignity, with respect, with civility, as Christ treated those that he encountered? That's what Christianity really is. It is being Christ-like, even when things are running amok. Can we be Christ-like? How much different would our world be if each of us did our part to carry out this mandate from the Word of God? So I would just encourage you and challenge you today. The next time that you speak or interact with others, to be purposeful, to be diligent in your words, in your interactions, to ask yourself, am I treating this person as I would desire to be treated? And if you're not, may I encourage you to stop yourself in your tracks and take on the mind of Christ. We live in a time where we need one another. We need the love, the kindness, the gentleness, the compassion, the long suffering, the patience, all the fruit of the Spirit. We need those at work in our lives, individually and collectively. Would you partner with me in taking up that mantle, that mandate from our Lord, to be a vessel that represents Christ-like behavior, Christ-like speech, Christ-like thinking, Christ-like actions? I would invite you to embrace this challenge. One can change a thousand. How much more can we all do collectively if we take on this mindset of being vessels of kindness and compassion? Father, we thank you for the truth of your word. We thank you that you make it so easy, and we make it so challenging and so much more difficult than it has to be. Father, we receive your word, and we pray that you would give us the constant daily reminder that we have the capacity and the grace to carry out your word to be kind and compassionate one to another. And so, Father, we pray that you would forgive us for those times where we have not operated in kindness and compassion. And we pray for an opportunity to get it right. We thank you and we praise you that your grace is sufficient. And each day you load us with new compassion and new mercies. And we receive them now. In Jesus' name, amen.